Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. You can go to sunburymotors.com and check out their great product lines. All right, Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, Kia, on and on you can go and just check it out. And guess what you can do online at sunburymotors.com? You can sit there and look at these great products, and then you can select exactly the vehicle you want. And you can then buy it online. I don't care if it's a Ford, Lincoln, Kia, Hyundai, pre-owned inventory, whatever. And you can buy from the comfort of your own home. That is at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. All right. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day in the pickle bar. Led by the barrels and the dills, although Buhner likes the garlic. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Our play-by-play call of the day, Minnesota and Kentucky in the 2019 Little League World Series.
With two on, first pitch rips it. Oh! What a pitch! Oh, my goodness! Jackson Knudsen with a whim jam.
Knudsen kid last year was pretty good, if I recall correctly. Well, here's your play-by-play call of the day. Now, we have been unable to get a hold of the king. What is...
I did text him, and I just tried to call him, and got nothing.
Nothing? Nothing. Well, just wait. Steve Kuehner, by the way, is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about the Little League situation. I don't really think they have much of a choice in all of this. I mean, when you have an international event, which is what the Little League World Series is. Let's see. Can't travel from Canada. That's out. You can't travel from south of the border. That's out. No flights from Europe. No flights from Asia. Okay, so we're really got our hands tied a little bit here. And nobody's playing Little League Baseball right now. But there are a couple things I do want to get into with him about that. By the way, Major League Baseball did say that they are committed to playing a game in Williamsport next year in conjunction with the Little League World Series being played. It was supposed to be the Red Sox and Orioles this year. That's not going to happen. But next year, yeah, they're committed to coming back and doing that. There you go. And we'll talk to Steve about the Little League situation and about local leagues and so forth and what guidance they may give the local leagues. And, you know, because I know here, for example, in State College, you know, and this is easy for me to know only because my grandson plays Little League Baseball, is that they have postponed the season. They haven't canceled it. Now, whether they end up playing or not remains to be seen. That, obviously, we don't know. Well, I'll tell you, it's Sal Palantonio, who was awesome yesterday, and I'm sure we're getting a lot of traffic online listening to that conversation Sal and I had yesterday. He did not line up with you at all on Jalen Hurts.
And that was a little surprising. Not going to lie. But I thought he had very good reasons.
Well, the modern football. Let's talk about. Hey, the way the game is being played, and he's right about who the top quarterbacks have been and who's winning with it, they are going in the direction of how the college game is played. In part, that's the kind of quarterback that's coming out. I mean, look at the kind of quarterback that's coming out in the NFL. Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson. Now, let's look to a point. Look at the way Patrick Mahomes plays. And Jalen Hurts plays a lot of that game. I also think that it takes a lot of pressure off of Carson Wentz. Now, how did Carson Wentz get hurt out in Los Angeles? It's on a running play near the goal line, right? Well, guess what? Now you don't have to run that play with him. You can run that play with Jalen Hurts, who's probably better at running it anyway.
Well, I think in that case, though, Steve, if I remember correctly, I think the time that Wentz got
he was trying to throw. But
he was scrambling. But I see what you mean. Yeah, you don't have to have any design runs with him just to protect him.
But at the same time, Hurts could have been in a throwing situation, then could have taken off and run. Hurts can throw the ball. And you were not enamored with what he said about the first round pick.
Yeah, that made me put my grade a little lower with the fumbles. That is a big issue, and that was a big issue with Eagles receivers not too long ago when trying to hang on to the football after the catch.
Look, they had options.
Exactly, right.
They had Jefferson. I want to say T. Higgins was still on the board, right?
He was, and both linebackers.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you, and I'll tell you who else. Now, I know. Okay, now it is the first round. I got it. But K.J. Hamler was on the board, too. And if you give me a choice between the kid from TCU and K.J. Hamler, I'm extremely prejudiced. Okay? Because it's KJ. And it's me that announces their games. But I'd have taken him in a heartbeat over this guy.
But you know what? I agree. And in that case, the Eagles could have tried to trade down, perhaps even out of the first round, to get into the early second round, which KJ went. And then they could have got him that way.
It is something that... you know, there's a risk either way of trading down because, you know, suddenly the person trading up may end up taking who you wanted. But, you know, there's still a risk. But, yeah, I can see what you're saying there. Let's see. The payment deal. Name, image, likeness. Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith, who co-chaired Name, Image, and Likeness Working Group, offered a scenario. If I do a deal with Panera Bread and I do 2 likes on social media and they pay me $50,000, I'm not sure that's in the realm I'm talking about. Yet Vox reported, and Vox, by the way, is not the most reliable news outlet by any stretch of the imagination. Vox reported influencers with 1 million followers can make up to $100,000, up to $250,000 per post. They did report that Tua Tagovailoa has 333,000 Twitter followers, 695,000 on Instagram. Wow. I mean Matt's got, what do you have, 2.3 million followers on your Instagram?
Sure, let's call it that.
No, I rounded up. I rounded up just to make you sound better. But how effective is social media when it comes to advertising? I don't know. There's a lot of twists and turns in this. Some of the kinks that need to be ironed out. Very simpler. They don't want to cap the amount the athlete can make, but they also want to control the market. Okay. And fair market value. Well, who knows what fair market value is? There are a lot of... Okay, here's one that nobody talks about, and I've talked about it many, many times. What about the tax implications? I mean, first of all, these young people all have to understand something. Your scholarship is not taxed. Your... per diems are not taxed. Your stipends are not taxed. Your room and board is not taxed. Your meals on campus are not taxed. This is taxed. This is all 1099 income. Then there are boosters. I'm telling you right now, for a compliance department, this is a nightmare. And not only that, of all the times for it to happen is now. And the reason I mention that is that right now, athletic departments are like everybody else. What do we do with employment? Can we somehow make it through? Because you would think for something like this, you would need possibly a few more people in your compliance department to take a long, hard look at this. I don't know. This is going to be... There are a lot of twists and turns in this, and it's not as easy as some people make it out to be. Now, none of our guests... I mean, our guests have all talked rather matter-of-factly about how they need to... handle this and all the problems that go with it. Our guests have all talked about that. And not only that, every state seems to have, well, so far the states that have put forward ideas about this or legislation are a little bit different. What Florida wants to do is a little bit different than California. And Florida's up first. Their law goes into play July 1st next year. All right, great to have you with us on the show today. Brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we'll come back with more from the Sunbury Motor Studio in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. You should see the suit moonwalk to this in the hallway. It's really... We'd show you the video, but we're trying to keep people online watching. All right, so... We're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Visit sunburymotors.com to see their entire Ford, Lincoln, Kia, Hyundai, and pre-owned inventory. Select your perfect vehicle and purchase online right from your home. From sunburymotors.com. And we're in the today's show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. All right, so you want to throw a couple trivia questions in here?
Yeah, let's do
sounds
it.
Like, sounds like you're all set to go.
I am. Am I first then?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Which nation does Novak Djokovic come from?
Well, I want to say Yugoslavia.
Somewhere in that general region, but it's not that one.
Is it Slovenia? Or...
if my geography serves me correctly, I think you're getting closer.
I mean, it could be. I mean, it could be Serbia.
That's it.
All right,
Serbia. There you go.
All right. All right. Yeah, we're getting there, one by one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here we go. Golf 4 at home drills. Anybody can do. Yeah, here's one. Let's just go out and just try it out there. let's try that. Okay. So, this will be a franchise question.
Okay.
Where are the Atlanta Thrashers now?
They are the Winnipeg Jets.
Well done.
Perfect. For the first time ever, I think I'm one for one.
There you go.
All right, this next one I think is a layup for you, but it may not have been for Kevin. Which of the following NFL teams is actually publicly owned?
The Green Bay Packers.
There you go.
That's how you get all of the information on how much money everybody's getting, because the Packers have to release their numbers. So that's how everybody knows what everybody's getting in the NFL.
That's so interesting.
All right. That always becomes... that's the gold mine for sports business people. Hey, Green Bay, I have to go open the books. Way to go! Loving life!
Hey, they shut down the whole town for you every Sunday home game.
Oh, I've been to a Packers game at Lambeau.
That's on my bucket list.
Oh, it's incredible. You'd love it. You know, in fact, when I was there, I went over to Old City, where Old City Stadium was, where they originally played. It's a high school now.
How about that?
So, I mean, the high school team plays there now. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. We will stick with franchises.
Okay.
At one point, this man owned the Redskins, the Lakers, and the Kings.
Dan Snyder.
No. Jack Kent Cook.
Ah.
Now they asked Jack Kent Cook about the research that brought the Kings to Los Angeles as an expansion team. And he said, look, we did a lot of research, and we found out in Southern California there were a lot of transplanted Canadians. Really? Well, then why the attendance problem? He says, well, we found out as they all left Canada because they didn't like hockey.
Ouch.
That was a great line.
That is. That's classic. I love it. Basketball now for me. Which team actually chose the long-lasting Vince Carter during the 1998 NBA draft?
Ooh, who did draft Vince Carter? I will say the Toronto Raptors.
Incorrect.
Ooh, who drafted Vince Carter?
The Golden State Warriors.
Really? Wow.
Because I thought Raptors myself before I saw this question.
Wow. All right, what team, what was the first professional team Julius Erving played for?
It was still ABA, right?
Yes.
I think that's about all I know.
Who?
I just know it was an ABA team.
Okay. It was the Virginia Squires.
So he didn't go too far to the Sixers afterwards.
Well, then he went to the Nets.
And okay.
The Nets ended up winning a couple of ABA championships. The Virginia Squires, the former Oakland Oaks, the former Washington Caps, George Gervin, Charlie Scott, and Julius Erving are three Hall of Famers who actually played for the Virginia Squires. He actually made the Squires like a deal. Dr. J did. But then they started selling players, and he went to the Nets, and Gervin went to the Spurs. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day in the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Go to sunburymotors.com and start shopping. You can see their entire Ford, Lincoln, Kia, Hyundai, and pre-owned inventory. Select your perfect vehicle and purchase online right from your home. Old friend, we don't get a chance to talk that often, but we've done many an interview and talked many a time, and that's Steve Kuehner from Little League Baseball. Steve, welcome. Congratulations on the great job you've done guiding Little League Baseball over the years. We appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Steve. It's nice to talk to you again. I wish it was under different circumstances.
Yeah, we all do. It seemed like when you have an international event and you're an international event, you really, I felt like you were put into a box. Is that how you really felt when it came time to sit down and say, look, we have to make a decision? Did you feel like, look, with everything, with travel restrictions and the situation, did you feel like you were in a box?
Yeah, to some degree we did. You know, when we first suspended Little League activities back in mid-March, and really were thinking it would only last until early April, but then the CDC came out with additional restrictions and extended that to May 11th, and our internal discussions were, we're going to wait as long as we can before we have to make any concrete decisions on. We knew we had not plenty of time, but there would be additional time to have local Little League seasons play if they're able to do so. But to plan a World Series that has regional qualifying tournaments, we really had to have some things in place by early June in order to make that happen. So we embarked on seeking counsel and guidance from, you know, the Pennsylvania Department of Health, Secretary Levine, Governor Wolf, federal level with the CDC, talked to all the public health officials in the states where we play regional tournaments and our other World Series. And then ultimately we had a meeting with the State Department to talk about the international travel component and aspects of our event. And what we found from all of those officials was, and particularly the Pennsylvania Department of Health, was essentially a, I'll say the lack of a better term, a directive not to host the event. To bring, you know, we get about 150,000 unique people that come to the Little League World Series each year at one point or another during those 2 weeks. And they were very uncomfortable with bringing that many people from all over the world and the United States into central Pennsylvania when there was so much uncertainty with the public health concerns. And so when you say, were we in a box? Yeah, you know, we got to the point where we said, this is inevitable. We're just not going to be able to do it, so we should make the announcement now and tell our constituent programs that we're not going to have a World Series, regional tournaments, and that we'll plan the best we can to try to salvage, you know, some kind of a season, you know, throughout the summer.
Because Lycoming County's in the yellow area, correct?
Yes, but I believe the yellow phase, at least in Pennsylvania, still has some restrictions on
large activities.
And so, you know, I think we'll be in the yellow phase for a while. That would be my guess. But Pennsylvania is just obviously one piece of the big puzzle here.
When you talk to the State Department, right now there are travel bans. I mean, even Canada, you can't cross the border from Canada.
That's what they told us. They told us that, you know, the travel restrictions that are in place now will continue for a while, and that when they are lifted, and if and when they're lifted, that because of the embassy closures, that there'll be such a backlog of activities that the embassies will need to attend to, that it was very unlikely that they would be able to prioritize, you know, getting visas for teams from Venezuela or Panama or Korea, any country that the players would have to have travel visas to come here to play. They seem to think that would be almost impossible to facilitate in time for us to do that. So we were in a box, and I've told many other people this too, Steve. I mean, as disappointing as it is, it's certainly a big blow to the Williamsport community. And we're all disappointed by it. But I tell people, too, we have to keep this in perspective. I mean, this pandemic is hideous, and it's caused, you know, people so much devastation economically and, you know, health-wise, loss of life, that, you know, worrying about a World Series and a regional tournament is kind of low on the ladder of important things to be concerned about right now. So we're trying to keep it all in perspective as well.
What about a local little league? Say, for example, things go well enough over the next 3-4 weeks, and somebody transitions to green. Would little league baseball be okay with somebody playing a 3 or 4 week season within their own community?
Absolutely. In fact, we sent a plan out today to all of our affiliated programs with exactly that, with guidance and direction on how, once your state or your county, whatever it might be, tells you that it's okay to, you know, have activities like this. Here's the plan for how you can either resume your season or start your season. And in fact, Steve, one of the things we included in that plan was that if you can play a, you know, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever it might be, we would encourage them at the end of that to select their league's all-star teams and play a district all-star tournament, just like they would normally back in late June or early July. And, you know, to give the kids that were anticipating having that experience at least the opportunity to do that on a smaller scale.
Steve, Major League Baseball was going to have its game in Williamsport at Bowman between the Red Sox and the Orioles. Obviously, that's not going to happen, but they're committed to doing it next year. Number one, what's that connection been like with Major League Baseball, and what does it mean to Little League Baseball that they want that connection to continue?
Well, I would tell you, we've never had a better champion for Little League Baseball and youth baseball in general in the commissioner's office than Rob Manfred. You know, Rob's been a good friend and a strong advocate for the youth game. And so, you know, we've developed a very, very strong good partnership with Major League Baseball. The Little League, MLB Little League Classic is one of the things that we do with them. It's probably the most visible. We're able to, you know, access some resources from Major League Baseball to assist us in promoting and growing the game through the Play Ball initiatives. I don't know if you would recall this, that because of their partnership with T-Mobile in sponsoring the Home Run Derby each year at the All-Star Game, Little League is now the designated recipient of the proceeds from the Major League Baseball Home Run Derby. And last year, we received almost just about $1 million as a result of that. And then all of that money is used for grants to provide families that can't afford registration fees to play in their local leagues to provide families with direct funding to pay registration fees for kids to play. And before the shutdown happened, I think we had issued something like around close to $400,000 in grants to families that were in need to get them to be able to play Little League. So it's been a great partnership, and very, very, very pleased with it.
That's tremendous. And look, they've done a great job with outreach across the board. They were going to do a Field of Dreams game this year with the White Sox and Yankees. They were going to be at the College World Series this year. They're doing much more with the game to reach out to various areas of the game to make it more attractive, better, and to discuss partnerships.
Yeah, and that's why I said, and that largely goes to the leadership there. I tell people all the time that when Rob Manfred was elected to be commissioner in August of 2014, he took office in January of 2015, but when he got elected in that August, the first stop he made was to the Little League World Series. He came out here. He'd never been here before. He came here and spent a day with us, and we talked about a lot of things, and he said, we have to work together. We need you. You need us. Let's find ways that we can work together, because it's in Major League Baseball's interest to have our game healthy, and it's important for us that Major League Baseball be healthy, because that's what kids aspire to. And so it's a good partnership. But Rob had took the initiative to reach out to us to say, we've not done enough with you in the past. What can we do to make it better and grow the game together?
You've also done a great job of growing Little League Baseball, and part of growing it is that you've expanded the field because the field needed to be expanded. I think that's because there are so many young people playing around the world. Are you comfortable with the current format? Do you like that format going forward, or is this a time to discuss what to do?
Yeah, we're currently, we have, right now, the Little League World Series has 16 teams, 8 international and 8 U.S. teams. We were planning to expand that to 20 teams in 2021. Right. That's still our plan. However, I would put an asterisk next to that at this point, because we're going to have to assess everything in terms of the facility enhancements that we need to have ready to do that. We're still tentatively scheduled to expand to 20 teams in 2021. But we are going to assess that as we go through the summer and the fall to see kind of where we stand with that. But our plan is to expand the World Series, 2 more U.S. teams, 2 more international teams. And one of the real exciting aspects of the international program is what I'm really pleased about is that we've been able to bring Cuba into the Little League program.
Right.
And Cuba will be one of 3 countries that will have a direct entry to the World Series when we do expand. Cuba, Panama, and Puerto Rico will rotate. 2 of those 3 countries each year will have a direct entry to the World Series. So we're excited about that. The Cuban Baseball Federation has been a really good partner to work with, and excited that hopefully, in the next year, couple years, we'll have the first Cuban team playing in the Little League World Series.
What facility enhancements would you need? Obviously, living space would be one, but what other facility enhancements would you need to make this proper?
We're expanding the living quarters, the dormitories. We have some utility buildings, everything from laundry facilities to an infirmary, batting cages. We're putting up, we have to put in another practice field in order to accommodate all the teams. And then we also are going to do some things that we had planned to do anyway, which is an improved merchandising center along with a better concession area and some enhanced parking. So the parking, concession, and merchandising center are not really related to the expansion. We were thinking about those anyway. But we hope to have everything completed, and we'd love to be able to do it in 2021. I'm cautiously optimistic that we can, but I will reserve that. We may need to go to 2022 if we can't get that all done in time.
Very, very fair. Down the road, are you comfortable with Lomity and Volunteer, or do you need a third ballpark at some point?
When we talked about expanding to 20 teams, one of the factors in landing on 20 teams was we could do it with the current playing facilities that we have.
Okay.
If we could go beyond that, we would need a third facility, and we just really don't have the space or the location to be able to do that on our complex. So we think 20 teams is probably about a maximum number, and that's probably where we'll stay, at least I would think, for the for quite a while. But so I don't anticipate a third playing facility, and we can accommodate the 20 teams with our current stadium structures.
Well, all I know is that when you come back, and we're all comfortable doing this, Little League Baseball is going to be bigger, better, and more important than ever. And we appreciate everything. And Steve, I appreciate everything you've done over the years. Your leadership has been great for what is just an awesome program.
Thank you. I've got a great team at Little League International here in Williamsport, and even though I get to talk about it all the time like this, I've got some great people that work with me that have worked very hard to get us to this point. So they deserve the lion's share of the credit for it.
And they will get that lion's share of the credit, too, in part because next year, when everything's back and going again, they're going to work harder than ever.
They are. I'm looking forward to it.
Steve, thank you so much for your time. You know how much I always enjoy talking with you and appreciate you very much.
Well, I appreciate it, Steve. Good luck with all your Penn State obligations this year. Let's hope the Nittany Lions are fun to watch again, okay?
We hope so, too. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Bye-bye.
All right, Steve Kuehner from Little League Baseball. We will come back, wrap up the show in a moment, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. They're open. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. The pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. You can stock up now for what's going to be what it looks like a really nice weekend. And Sunbury Motors, go to sunburymotors.com. Check out their entire inventory of Ford, Lincoln, Kia, Hyundai, and also pre-owned inventory. Shop online, and then you can buy from the comfort of your own home. All at sunburymotors.com. I was telling Matt about this. There's a Maine restaurant owner. It is Sunday River Brewing Company up in Bethel, Maine. And it's near the New Hampshire line, but it's up. It's where, the White Mountains are. The White Mountains, which, the presidential range would be beyond Mount Washington and everything. You keep going on Route 2 into Maine, and that's where Bethel is, and that is where this restaurant is. So the governor, Janet Mills, has a four-stage plan for reopening the economy. And she extended the stay-at-home order through the month of May in Maine. And the reopening of restaurants is part of phase two in June. This guy, Rick Savage, says, nah. He says, I'm opening up Friday. So he opens up today, and he was going to open at 4 o'clock. So he was going to open an hour ago. He had to open up at noon today because they had people waiting outside. His quote was, I don't want someone to come in with a mask and gloves and a snowsuit on. I don't care. You want to sit outside? I don't care. Want me to take this to your house? I don't care. Now, he may care when the police show up, but interesting. Do we have a call here? Don't tell me it's the king.
Oh, no, it's not. It's something different.
Oh, it's something different.
Yeah. Not related to the show. For me? It's for me for afterwards.
Don't forget to bring home Pampers. Don't forget.
We're actually stocked. We're good.
Yeah. peas, carrots, in the little jars. Yeah.
And we're not quite there yet. A couple months away from that still.
Yeah. Yes, my smallest grandchild turned 6 months yesterday. Yeah. She like what they say she likes mangoes. Like mangoes, really? About that. But they tried to feed her eggs, didn't like eggs. They go, see, that is my grandchild. There you go. That's where I can tell you right now, the old gene pool. I said, so you tell that child she is smart. Oh, boy, at some point get over this so I can go see him. Yeah. At least you have FaceTime, at least you have Zoom, things like that. But you know what, at some point, ugh. Well, I am going to try and play golf at some point, maybe this weekend. If not, then I'll try and play Monday. So I will get out there. I went by golf courses today, and there were a lot of people out there today. There were a lot of people out there today. So I did an informal survey. I asked, how many of you have a chutter in your bag? It's not an exact survey, but so far the number is zero. I know you're surprised.
Always.
Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Go to sunburymotors.com. Please have a pleasant, safe, and happy weekend, everyone. Talk to you Monday here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.